USA Radio News.
NBC Sports confirmed Wednesday it will not send announcers to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing because of a surge in the COVID-19 Omicron variant in China. USA Today reported the announced teams will call events from the NBC facility in Connecticut. Although Team USA will participate in the games this year, U.S. officials will not attend. Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49-51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. And Ford is recalling 200,000 cars to fix a problem with the brake lights. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Wednesday. He had this to say about politicians across the aisle.
Think about this. What are Republicans for? What are they for? Name me one thing they're for. And so the problem here is that I think what's happened, what I have to do, and the change in tactic, if you will, I have to make clear to the American people what we are for. We passed a lot. We pass a lot of things that people don't even understand what's all that's in it, understandably.
The U.S. Forest Service is putting out future California wildfires. It revealed a new wildfire mitigation plan on Wednesday with new tactics forest managers will take over the next decade. The plan includes conducting hazardous fuels removal and forest thinning on 75 million acres of federal, state, tribal, and private lands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Caitlyn Jenner is weighing in on a transgendered college swimmer.
Caitlyn Jenner is speaking out about University of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The former Olympian saying Thomas competing in women's swimming is not good for the sport due to uneven competition. The NCAA is set to discuss transgender participation in sports on Thursday. Jenner suggesting stricter rules should be put in place for transgender athletes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The man accused of stabbing 24-year-old UCLA grad student Brianna Kupfer is being held in a Los Angeles jail cell on a $2 million bail, according to online records. Police in nearby Pasadena arrested Sean Lavelle Smith, age 31, earlier Wednesday after a pedestrian spotted him hanging out on a park bench. Smith is accused of walking into Croft House, a luxury furniture store, on Thursday afternoon. Kupfer sent a text message to one of her friends saying she felt uncomfortable due to a stranger in the store where she was working alone. 20 minutes later, a customer came in and found her stabbed to death. Some flights to and from the U.S. were canceled on Wednesday, even after AT&T and Verizon scaled back the rollout of high-speed wireless service that could interfere with aircraft technology that measures altitude. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.